My theme today is the feeding of the 5,000. I want to look at that a little bit later on. Remember the last time I came, we were looking at Jesus turning water into wine. And this is another one of the miracles. And to get it in your heads, Kathy and I are going to do a little quiz with you. We're going to have ladies versus gentlemen. Kathy is going to see which hand goes up. I won't ask you to stand up. So the first hand that goes up, Kathy will write down whether it's a gentleman or a lady. And then we'll add up the score at the end, and the winning prize will get a free cup of tea or coffee and a biscuit afterwards. What the idea is, do you remember the feeding of the 5,000? So you got a number, 5,000. He had, what was it? Five loaves, two small fish, so you got five. So every time you hear me say a number, I want you to put your hand up. Got it? So as soon as I say a number, put your hand up and we'll see the ones who's listening the best, the gentlemen or the ladies. I haven't put my hand up yet, that's cheating. Right, are we ready? Listen carefully. One bright and sunny day. Did you see? Oh dear, my assistant has let me down. I think we'll give it to the ladies, shall we? Can you come up a little bit their way? You'll be able to see everybody better. Right, so one bright and sunny day, a young boy's mum packed him a lunch of five small loaves. And two small fish. As he was to take the family's one and only goat up to the pasture in the hills, it was about 3 or 4 miles from his home, so he would be away all day. As he got near to the hills that overlooked the Sea of Galilee, he could see only one boat on the water with 12 or 13 people in it. The boat was heading for the shore. It was Jesus and his 12 disciples. They had tried to get away on their own to spend the day in the country. But someone saw Jesus and his 12 disciples get into the boat and head the 14 or so miles across the Sea of Galilee. And soon word got around that Jesus and his 12 disciples were in the boat heading across the sea. Soon a lot of people from the nearby village walked around the sea where Jesus and his 12 disciples were. When the little boy saw all the people, he tied his family's one and only goat and ran to where all the people were. He made sure that he still had his lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fish with him. It took him 4 or 5 minutes to get where all the people were. He made sure that he still had, 4 minutes to get where all the people were gathered on the hill. He pushed his way to the front of the crowd so that he could see and hear all that was going on. When Jesus looked up and saw that a large crowd had arrived, he said to one of his disciples, "Where can we buy bread to feed these people?" The disciple answered, 200 silver coins wouldn't be enough to buy bread for each person to get one piece of bread each. One of the disciples said that there was a little boy in the crowd that had 5 small loaves and 2 small fish. "That is a drop in the bucket," he feared as the crowd listened to this. Jesus said to his 12 disciples, "Make the people sit down there where was a nice grassy bank of green grass where they were." There was about 5,000 of them. The 12 disciples sat the people in groups of about 50 people. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves, gave thanks to God, then broke it up and gave it to the people. He then took the 2 small fish and broke them up and gave them to the people. When the people had eaten their fill, Jesus said to his 12 disciples, "Gather the leftovers from the 5 small loaves and the 2 small fish." They went to work and filled 12 large baskets with the leftovers of the 5 small loaves and the 2 small fish. At the end of the day, all the people returned home to their villages, praising God for what they had seen that day. And when the little boy walked back the 4 or 5 minutes to where he had left his family's 1 and only goat, he was very pleased to see that it was still there. And he set out to walk the 3 or 4 miles home to tell his mum and dad all about what he'd seen that day. Now, Kathy, quick mental arithmetic. Who had the most? A draw. Do you know what? You're a very good diplomat. You'll go a long way. You'll go a long way. Well done. Thank you, Kathy. Yes, it was a draw. You'll never see the story of the feeding of the 5,000 in quite the same way again, will you?